Just look what trouble we get in by lying. The guards went into the, told the chief priests, and the last thing they're going to acknowledge is that he's risen from the dead. And so they pay them a lot of money, and this is what they're going to say. His disciples came by night and stole him while we were asleep. Well, if you were asleep, how do you know who came? It's so silly. But we all get trapped into when once we part from truth, we all look pretty foolish. And so the rest of it is pretty clear. This is interesting though, that on the Monday of the resurrection, we're not allowed to forget opposition. You know, everything isn't perfect yet. It'll only be perfect when the Lord comes back himself and restores everything. Now, the other interesting thing, there are many, of course, but the angel had just spoken to Mary Magdalene and the others. They went away fearful and yet overjoyed. The angels told us he's alive. And they're excited, of course. I mean, first because they love him. And then maybe little by little the dawning on somebody has broken the stranglehold of death. That's future for all of us. You see. Jesus met them on their way and greeted them. They approached, embraced his feet, and did him homage. And Jesus said two things. First, do not be afraid. And second, go tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There's a whole new relationship here now. Not my disciples, my brothers. And you see, all of this, this is the new reality. This is the new life introduced into this world. Huh? So that we can be brothers and sisters, really, to Jesus, and share his life. Now we'll die and go see him. But we're going to be reading the book of Acts and various gospel texts throughout these 40 days, actually 50 days, till we get to Pentecost. But this very first one, you see, go tell my brothers. That line comes from the last, almost the next to last line, anyway, of Psalm 22. I will announce your name to my brothers. He does that every day when we're here. Jesus is here. And he announces the name of his Father to us, his brethren, every day. That prophecy, which is the end of Psalm 22, is fulfilled here in our midst, every day. He speaks the Father. We can come to know the Father. And we're brothers and sisters to Jesus. Already. Those are the fruits of the resurrection. You see? The whole old order has been refashioned. Has been redone. And now, we're not only his disciples, we're his brothers and sisters. And we share the same life. And we have the same Father in a brand new way. He who raised Jesus from the dead will raise our mortal bodies one day, Paul tells us, right? He's the first fruits of what life is all about. The power of the act of love in which he died is such, you see, that we're all going to live forever. Isn't that beautiful? Yes, we're all going to live forever, because we are the brothers and sisters of Jesus. Now, we're not going to, I might go through Acts. I'm trying to figure out whether to go through the appearances all the way till Pentecost, or to go through the book of Acts. See, we take the book of Acts. Why? Because it's the life of Christ lived out in his church. And so, starts today. Peter is preaching. Here's this construction worker, this fisherman, and he's standing in front of 3,000 people, and he is proclaiming that Jesus Christ is alive and that he is the eternal Son of God. Now, where did he get that from? What kind of courage, what kind of insight? He's the one who a few days before said, I never heard of him. I don't know him. Now, he stands there, you see. That's for our encouragement. The Lord can do that for us. Make us clear and bold, huh? And so, we have this speech that we have today is the Pentecost speech. But it comes, and the reason for it is because he's quoting the psalm here. I saw the Lord ever before me. With him at my right hand, I shall not be disturbed. Therefore, my heart has been glad and my tongue has exulted. My flesh too will dwell in hope, because you will not abandon my soul to the netherworld, nor suffer your Holy One to see corruption. You have made known to me the paths of life, and you will fill me with joy in your presence. Now, my brothers, I can confidently say to you that the patriarch David, who wrote the psalm, died and was buried, and his tomb is right there in our midst. But since he was a prophet, he knew that God had sworn an oath to him that he would set one of his descendants upon the throne forever. And he grasped that. And so he sang that psalm. He wrote that psalm, you see. God raised this Jesus. And of this we are all witnesses. Exalted at the right hand of God, he poured forth the promise. What's the promise? Holy Spirit. The promise. That's been the promise throughout the whole of the Old Testament, hasn't it? I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters will prophesy. You know, I will put my Spirit in your heart, and you will walk by my commandments. I mean, that's the promise. You see? The promise of the Holy Spirit that he received from the Father, as you both see and hear. You see, this is the Pentecost speech. I want to explain what's going on. These men who were hiding in the back are now standing in front of you, proclaiming Jesus Christ as Lord, and singing and praising and talking in tongues, and some of them are talking in languages they don't even know. That still happens, by the way. The Lord is so anxious to have the gospel preached that sometimes a fellow will go, or a woman will go, and he'll start to preach in English, let's say. And everybody there understands him in Yugoslavian. The Lord is so anxious to have the gospel preached. And so, if you're in a crowd somewhere, and you say, well, I really don't know German, don't worry about it. God knows German. And if you start, it's amazing what happens. You know, not only that people hear the whole thing in their own language, but they get it anyway. You see this explosion of the good news. One of us broke the back on death. Death is not the last word anymore. And the one who did it is God of God and light of light and true God of true God, begotten, not made, one in being with the Father. That's the one who in our humanity broke the back on death. And all the sequelae, all the things that follow from it, right? Poverty, fear. That's why we preach. That's why we have social service. That's why we go and try to help these women not kill their babies. You see? It's all the fruit of the resurrection. The glorious, radiant humanity of Jesus. Oh, we better stop. But let's see if this year, you know, usually we go to heaven, we're all excited, crisis risen for about 3 days. And then, what's the price of oranges? I mean, like, we're not bright. What do you say if this year we really celebrate the resurrection every day? Somehow, every day. And if things are getting in the doldrums, sing a song. Jesus Christ is risen today. Do something. Jesus is alive. He's here. He loves us. He wants to bring us to eternal life. And he wants to help us now bring many others to eternal life. He's here. Amen.